Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Don't want no high canes, don't want no slow dance, there ain't no better time to say yeah. Stand, we got grease in the frying pan. Oh, child, sing your praise. We got a whole lot of songs to say. Don't want no high pass. This can't be half-assed. There ain't no better time to say yeah.
We'd like everyone to gather around and be prepared for our opening ceremonies here at Walk with Grace. We welcome our radio audience on WRCO-FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Welcome to 2025 Walk with Grace opening ceremony. Tonight we are celebrating all of the teams and individuals who have tirelessly raised money for the cause. We are remembering those loved ones lost and those individuals who are currently or who have gone through a cancer journey. Tonight at 9, we will announce the names that are written on the bags around the track here. Grace would not happen without the support of our community, Richland Center Parks Department, and the City of Richland Center. Our first speaker during our opening ceremony is Richland Center Mayor Todd Coppernall.
Thank you, Phil, and welcome everyone again this year. We're going to have a great event tonight. We're so proud of this organization, Grace, and we say it every year. Cancer never takes a day off. It doesn't give people a break, and you just never know when it'll hit your family, and this year it hit mine. My mom is here tonight. I won't make her stand up and embarrass her, but mom in January was diagnosed with stage 4B ovarian cancer, which she is fighting, and in our case, Grace reached out to me to offer help before I even knew anyone there knew of her diagnosis. I was stunned at how quickly they reacted and how strong the resource was, just the giving nature and the total support that Grace offered to our family. Thank you to everyone involved. And that does not happen without all of us. I can't believe how powerful the fundraising for Grace has become. It just floors me when the auctions happen and things just get a bit higher and higher and fly out. More and more teams, more and more local businesses giving. And it's just a crown jewel for our community. The whole county should be proud of Grace. And for those of you who have needed Grace and gotten her help, well, don't worry about it. That's the whole idea, okay? I'm so grateful that Grace exists, and they were there when my family needed them, as they will be if you ever do. Thanks for your time here listening to me tonight. Have a great time at the event. I know that sounds a little weird, but that's my sentiment now, because my mom looked cancer right in the face and kicked its butt, and Grace helped her get there.
Thank you, Mayor Todd. It's all about being grateful, right? During the 22-year history of Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, members of the county board have always been strong supporters. Our next speaker is the chair of the Richland County Board, David Turk.
Thank you, Phil, and just echoing everything Mayor Todd said, except one thing he left out was, what about those Brewers? It's another hot August Friday night, and here we are celebrating, we're remembering, and we're renewing the fight against cancer that Grace represents. Now, this year, as in past years, we've seen too many people taken. Former county board chair and my friend and colleague Marty Brewer lost his struggle in January of this year. His memory is among those we honor tonight. And I just want to echo what Todd said and thank everybody who works year-round to make Grace possible, to meet the needs of so many people. Research doesn't get any cheaper. Needs of cancer patients don't get lessened. And everything Grace does requires more money, more support, and this community answers the call. I thank God for those who give, who volunteer, and who make a difference, not just for today, but every day. So stay hydrated tonight, enjoy the food and the fun here, and thank you for taking your time to be a part of this evening and supporting Grace.
Thank you, Dave. Some of the proceeds each year are donated to hospitals that serve our local patients, such as our own Richland Hospital, Amplify Health, Gunderson of La Crosse, and ULU Carbone Center in Madison. He has visited Richland Center many times during our Grace Captain's Night, Survivor Night. We are pleased to have him here tonight. We'd like to introduce an individual that is recognized internationally for his contributions to cancer research. Please make welcome from ULU Carbone, Dr. Paul Lambert.
Thank you. So I usually come each year for the Captain's Night on Wednesday. I couldn't make it, so I thought this would be a great way, maybe even a better way, to come and see the community. And from the outpouring of people who are here tonight, obviously this was the better choice. So I want to really echo what everyone else has said, that Grace is a unique institution in Wisconsin. I just do not see the level of community spirit and outpouring of effort by all the community to raise funds, not just for the Carbone Cancer Center or for Gunderson, but for yourselves, for your community, to help your cancer patients survive and deal with the difficult issues that come with a cancer diagnosis. And I'll say that I am now one of those cancer survivors. So I just got diagnosed with prostate cancer, and it's a slow cancer, so I hope to be back many, many more years to visit you. But tonight, wow, look at this. It's an amazing number of people from a small community to come out and help support their cancer survivors. And to honor the lives of the people who lost their lives to cancer. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Lambert. Grace is made possible by its many volunteers. It would not survive without strong leadership. She has put in countless hours again this year, making sure that the 2025 walk is a success. Please make welcome the president of Grace, Eileen Stevens.
Thank you. So it seems like it was just last week that I was talking to Michael Clary at Jones's to see if a car raffle deal could be possible. And Jones's stepped up to the plate and said, let's do this thing. So, and now here we are, walk number 22 of the Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. And I just want to remind everybody, this organization is yours. We cover over 1,354 square miles of Richland County and the townships that surround our county that touch our borders. We represent a cumulative population of over 24,500 people. So this is your organization. And I want to welcome you here tonight. You're all valued participants, and your presence definitely makes a difference, and we appreciate all of you. I want to take a minute because, like I said, it's strong leadership, and that's where our board of directors comes in. I'd like to introduce them. We have Alan Kashubsky. They're all behind me here. Give a wave. Alan is vice president. Secretary Leap Carlson. Treasurer Marge Bisco. Patient Services Director, Joanna Mell. Our Board Directors, Joanne Krulatz, Corey Hill,
Pat Meyer, Deanna Caspers, and Monica Ernesty. And you will notice there's space between them because there is room for all you to come and join this board. So feel free. We'd love that. So I want to thank each of those individuals because this is really, they put a lot of work into this as well as the committee members. So this is my second year serving as president, and I must say it is an honor to be part of this incredible organization. The amazing groups of board members, the committee members, the teams, the businesses, the chairs, the sub-chairs, it makes this event just run like a well-oiled machine, and that's because of everybody that's putting time in. We have a solid foundation that started 22 years ago, and I say we should always be training our replacements. That keeps the board fresh, it keeps new ideas coming in, it keeps it strong. So we always welcome your ideas as to how we can continue to improve. At the beginning of my second year, I think it was probably October or maybe November on WRCO, I put it out there publicly. I put it to the universe, we're doing 500,000 this year. So we'll see where we're at with that. When you attend our annual meeting in October, Marge will have the final number for us. I think later tonight she kind of gives us an idea as to where we're at. We want to thank our ambassadors for sharing their stories. You never know what story it is that will push an individual to make a pre-screening appointment. So it's always important to have their feedback. Our collaboration with the Richland Hospital, Richland Hospital Foundation, Kramer Center, all they do for the service area as a number one point of contact many times. We thank our brilliant minds of our researchers, our research students, our doctors that work endlessly in their labs to make a difference for all of us right here in our service area. So I ask that you enjoy your evening while we honor those who are survivors, supporting those who are fighting, and remember those who have left this world to live pain-free in the next world. We know they are with us tonight and always. So please, on behalf of the board of directors, we thank you all and enjoy your evening.
Thank you, Eileen. Organizing the walk and helping where need be with the auction and the many other parts of tonight's event is a huge task. She is a 19-year cancer survivor and the chairperson of tonight's Walk with Grace, June Nee.
Thank you, Bill. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for attending our celebration tonight, because that's really what it is. Our wonderful teams, individuals, and businesses have been working so hard and been so generous all year long. This is our celebration. I want to take this time to thank all my committee chairs. I can't do this by myself, and I have so many wonderful people. I'm just going to name some of the head chairs, but there's many people that help us out, and I just want to say thank you. To Suzanne Fish, Rob Renish, Jen Carter, Joanne Krulatz, Joanna Mell, Phil Nee, Linda Kleppe, Chris Powell, Eric Renish, Sarah Renish, Angie Coonan in the Richland Hospital, our auction committee of Leif Carlson, Ken Theed, Phil Nee, Kent Adsett, Rose Burkholz, and Eileen Stevens, and our publicity committee of Alan Kazupski, Nettie Collins, Adam Hess, and Civic Media. And I also want to thank WRCO and their staff for not only their work in publicity, but for the radio auction that was such an amazing success again this year. And I want to thank Stacy Ottman for being my secretary. That has saved me like you could not believe. And to everyone who helps with each of our committees, there's so many of you, and I wish I could name you all. But we really appreciate you and all of your help to volunteer wherever you're needed. I want to thank the Grace Board for their support that they've given me, always there to lend a hand or help me make a decision. And now I'm really proud to introduce our 2025 ambassadors. They have done such a wonderful job, and it has been an honor to be a part of their cancer journey, being ambassadors for Grace. I want to thank you all for sharing your stories. Betsy Wiedenfeld, Seth Paulson, Tony McCarville, and Amy Linz. You have been a wonderful group, and we just thank you so much for your inspiration and sharing your cancer journey with us. And just last, I want to say thank you to Phil, because he has kind of been my uncredited co-chair. He helps me to bring in the people I need, and he just helps me make decisions and contact people. So I just want to tell him thank you, and I really appreciate it. I hope everyone has a wonderful night, and thank you again for coming.
She is the brains and the beauty behind the operation. So thank you, June. A tradition of our annual grace gatherings, as we take time for reflection. Here to provide a prayer over our event tonight is the lead pastor at Hidden Valley Community Church, Pastor Scott.
So when I was asked to come here, I had no idea it was going to be 90 and humid, because Jesus tells a story about a glass of water, and I really want one of those right now. But one of the lessons of that glass of water story is that you cannot do anything insignificant. So for those of you who've given a dollar, for those of you who've given 5 minutes, for those of you who've been creative for an hour to make this happen, it is significant what you are doing for people who are facing this battle. So no matter what you've done, if it feels small and insignificant, it simply is not. So let's pray for those who are fighting this battle and remember the important role that every one of us plays in that. God, I thank you that you have allowed us, in a sense, to give a glass of cold water to people who desperately need it. And whether that's finances or time or our creativity or our talents, you've allowed us to serve. And you're pleased with us. And tonight, we do want to pray for those who are fighting the battle against cancer, and those who will in the next weeks and months. We ask that you'd be kind and gracious and loving, and you'd show up in unique ways, and help us to continue as a community to show up in unique ways on your behalf. Thank you for everything that takes place tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Pastor Scott Craddock. We will now have the presentation of colors featuring a combination of the following organizations: Chapter 7 Vietnam Veterans, Bauer Gunnell Dalton Veterans of Foreign Wars Post 2267, Bear DeHart American Legion Post 13 and Auxiliary, American Legion Post 383 Lone Rock, Voyager, Locale 1268 of the 40 at 8, and the W.H. Bennett Unit 71 Relief Corps. Here to sing our national anthem is a recent graduate of Ithaca High School and also a cancer survivor, Mr. Ben Hitch.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Our honor guard will lead the first lap here tonight. Our four ambassadors, Tony McCarville, Amy Linz, Seth Paulson, and Betsy Wiedenfeld, will follow the members of the military organizations and lead the rest of us on the first lap. Next up, all cancer survivors and their loved ones and caregivers as we officially begin tonight's Walk with Grace.
And a half step! Forward! Boom!
That was Morgan Wallen with Smile on Country and Community WRCO. Our time is 6:24, temperature 86 degrees, but that heat index is 97 and it feels like 95. So keep cool out there, folks, and be sure to check on those around you to make sure that they're staying cool as well, especially if they're disabled, elderly, or check on your pets as well too. Make sure everybody stays cool. And also a reminder, we do have that flash flood watch out until, or a flood watch, I should just say, out until actually from 4 tomorrow evening until 7 on Monday. So be on the lookout for that and be prepared. We'll keep you up to date here on WRCO on any changing weather conditions. And moments ago, you just heard the opening ceremony for the Walk with Grace that is going on at Crosscup Park right now. If you get a chance, stop on down and you know, you'll find friends. You may find friends and family or people down there that you may know. And, you know, come down and support everybody that's currently dealing with cancer or have dealt with cancer in the past. And remember those that have lost their lives to cancer. It's a great ceremony if you get on down. There's a lot of going on. There's with the ceremony, there's also a silent auction and a bucket raffle going on, and they have food trucks down there and refreshments. I'm sure they'll have plenty of fluids to help keep everybody hydrated. If you do come on down, make sure you do keep yourself hydrated and try to stay cool, folks. As for me, I'm heading on out because I am a cancer survivor. I am going down to take part in that ceremony right here, so I'm going to head on out. So everybody, you have a great evening. I'll be back tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. Until then, stay safe and have a great evening.
Like a desert, gone too long without rain. And your love is like the water that makes the river run again. I'm burning like the two. I looked into your eyes. And I need to be reminded. And I need to be revived. So love me like a long lost friend. Caress me like the dead. Start bloom again. I wanna feel your love.
Fast life got me slowing down. Let's leave this town behind. I'm talking L-O-S-T. You'll always get the B-S-T. My God, girl, you're so hot. Let's find that spot where we can let our hair down. Forget that truth or dare town. Just let that moonlight stare down on us, cause he won't tell. Hell, this old truck got half tank. That mason jar's full of shine. Tell me, girl, now what's think? I'm yours, your baby. Let's ride.
Take a little soul ride. We got nothing but time to lose. We gon' ride it all night. Yeah, baby, just me and you. About to turn off the map like we ain't coming back. Leave it all up in that rear view. And take a little slow ride. Tonight, tonight, we gonna take a little slow ride.
About it. Better yet, I think we should drink about it. That he, she, that you, me, ain't no other place we gotta be. Just out here living our best life. Forget that everyday stress life. It's gonna be one of those best nights. Talking better than the rest nights. Cause all I wanna do is just slide up next to you. Find that shoot star, make wishes. Good Lord, I love them kisses. Cause girl, you're the only one for me. No need for us to hide. Let's turn you and I into we and us. Come on, baby, let's ride.
Got nothing but time to lose. We gon' ride it all night. Yeah, baby, just me and you. About to turn off the map like we ain't coming back. Leave it all up in that rear view. And take a little slow ride. Tonight, tonight, we gonna take a little slow ride.
Gonna take a little, gonna take a little. Gonna take a little, 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 gonna take a
that's where the music rolls. And the Army Navy's got old Jackie's soul down on Peach's Corner. There are good old boys, and the Mother Fletcher's making lots of noise. They're dancing, shagging on the boulevard, dancing, shagging on the boulevard. Well, the Tams are playing at the port of call, and the Drifters underneath the boardwalk, at the Spanish Galleon, and old Fat Jack's jukebox playing, and the place is packed. You bet they're dancing, shagging on the boulevard. You know they're dancing, shagging on the boulevard. Got the top down and the traffic slow, and it's sun fun weekend, we all go. Well, the girls are sunning and are looking good. Well, I never met them, but I wish I could. And we go dancing and shagging on the boulevard. Shagging on the
boulevard. jagged on the boulevard. Dancing, shagging on the boulevard. All it takes is a downtown bar. All it takes is some neon stars. A little you, a little me, in the same vicinity. And it's on. Everyone is the first, last time. Walk away, then we hit rewind. A little touch, a little buzz. Don't know what keeps keeping it up. Is it your heart or mine? Is it whiskey or wine? Is it something in the night making us wanna cross that line? We say it, then the telephone rings. Hello, are you at home? 'Cause I'm all alone missing you. We swear it ain't love, 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 but you're there when the sun comes up. We swear it ain't love, 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 but it always comes back to us. Is it your heart or mine? Is it whiskey or wine? Is it something in the night making us wanna cross that line?
A&W. Try the Double Barbecue Bacon Crunch Burger. Back for a limited time only. Two juicy all-beef patties topped with melted American cheese, smoky bacon, tangy barbecue sauce, and crispy fried onions. It's a steakhouse burger without the steakhouse price. A&W. Try the new Island Cream Freeze for a limited time only. Refreshing starry lemon lime soda meets tropical flavors of passion fruit, orange, and guava, and creamy vanilla soft serve in a cool, sweet treat that's like a summer vacation for your taste buds. And then some.
Frosty mugs, crispy fries, and hometown flavor. A&W on Highway 61 in Boscobel, where the good times and root beer never stop.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
If you're looking for a fresh career opportunity, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring now. With competitive wages, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to grow with a leader in the industry. Enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on day one. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 until 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call 608-588-9831 today.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
100.9 WRCO. My granddaddy's daddy crossed Rio Grande, trying to find a better life. What he had, plant the strongest seeds to grow the cowboys like me. When I was just a little boy down in Texas, a wild west was made up of chain link fences. My yard was full of outlaws, only I could see cowboys like me.
Used to swear I could never fail. to count the driveway. Slow summer on a Friday. Here we go again, wild in the wind. Mama knows she's gonna be late. Hit the pot and just to watch her dance. Good to go when she grabs your hand. Like a shot from a gun, it's a dead run. The first leg on the getaway plan. You burn rubber when you smoke them ties. Days gone and the nights on fire. She's telling you turn on the highway. Sunset. You like and pulls it on like gasoline. When you know what you're headed to, what's a red blood boy to do? She's telling you turn on the highway. Sunset melts on the blue way. Blackbird watching on a telephone line. Whiskey on her lips and the night's on fire. Living with stars close enough to touch. July promise in the back of that truck. Sunset melts on the blue way. Blackbird watching on a telephone wire. Whiskey on her lips and the night's on fire. Little stars close enough to touch. July promise in the back of that truck.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Chuck Sievertson. The shooter, who Atlanta police say fired from atop a campus drugstore at Emory University, is dead. Police say there was gunfire between officers and the shooter. Here is some of it posted on social media. Police say one officer was wounded. This person works on the Emory campus.
They've been saying, run, run. And so then all of a sudden, a fire truck, woo, sirens coming. And they block the street right here. And the fireman says, run.